people want to get back to work, and they know people that are either unemployed or feel that they may be unemployed soon. The expansion of new energy opportunities for individuals that want to go in that area has been a major theme throughout the state. Because when you look at manufacturing jobs or you look at high-skilled jobs, there's no other industry that's on the forefront that will be so promising to the state of Florida.
Meek spoke to reporters aboard his tour bus as he traveled across the Howard Franklin Bridge. He dubs the bus the Real Dem Express. During the day, the bus houses Meek, his wife, their teenage children, and several campaign staffers. They stay in hotels overnight. Meek said he's met a lot of people along the way.
When I was in Pensacola, I met with a city commissioner for breakfast, and she was talking about the wind farm that they have there, and they would like to get more of clean energy projects going in the Pensacola area.
He said his opposition to offshore drilling may not be something on which he disagrees with Green, but that it would help him come the general election.
And in the primary, of course, my opponent was clear last night that he's against offshore oil drilling. But when I get in the general election, it'll be hard for Charlie Crist or Marco Rubio with a straight face to say that they've been against it.
The tour began in Northeast Florida on August 4th. Meek and crew launched from the West Tampa Library this morning. The second stop was the St. Petersburg Yacht Club to field questions from local politicos. From there, the bus was scheduled to hit Sarasota and Bradenton. One Suncoast Tiger Bay Club member gave him the chance to defend himself against Green's claims that Meek is a criminal because of past dealings with a shady developer.
He's called me corrupt. Believe me, you know, in this environment, if there was any link to me having anything to deal with anything, I don't even have voting rights right now. You belong money for the United States Senate.
While Meek did spend a lot of time on his primary opponent, he also spoke plainly about where he stands on various issues, something Tiger Bay audience members afterwards said they had never seen. Audience member Ann Donnelly said she was probably going to vote for him anyway, but today's event reaffirmed it.
Well, I'm a lifelong Democrat, for one, so I was on his side, but not based on an impression of what he's done. I didn't know a lot of what he's done in Congress. He stands for things that I believe in, so I'll certainly vote for him. And I wouldn't vote for his opponent if he was the last man on earth.
Well, Donnelly said she would definitely opt for Meek over non-party affiliate candidate Charlie Crist if Meek clears the primary. Not everyone agrees. Isla Ehrman of St. Petersburg said she likes Meek after hearing him say he wants to elevate debate in Washington, but another Senate hopeful has her heart.
I happen to be a supporter of Charlie Crist. He lives in my building, and his daddy was my doctor 40 years ago. And I think, personally, I hope that Charlie Crist will prevail. However, watching Kendrick Meek today, I would also like to see both of them representing my state. Unfortunately, they can't both sit in the same chair at the same time.
St. Pete resident Art O'Hara, a Democrat, said he'll seriously consider Meek, especially after Green's self-funded political ad campaign.
I don't like his ads at all, so, and I question the whole background. So, I mean, in my mind, you know, as a Democrat in the primary, I would probably vote for Kendrick Meek.